Sports Radio, and welcome back to the official Versus Battle Tournament. This is the... Let me just get the title up, mate, because I've forgotten it already. The Super Nintendo Entertainment System Mini Turbo Tournament.
Don't forget the mini.
Yeah,
because it is just a mini.
Yeah, we'll put it out there right now that if this was the actual... All the games on the Super Nintendo Entertainment System, Mario All-Stars would win.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it would win.
You would let Metroid lose to Mario All-Stars, and I would let Street Fighter lose to Mario All-Stars.
I mean, it's four games in one, but it's three games in one, because you already had Mario, like, Super Mario World.
Because you can pull up some radishes. If you want to pull up some radishes, mate, you can turn into a
Tanuki.
Or a frog.
Or
a frog, obviously.
Or a Hammer Brother. You can turn into that. Or you could just...
That's why it wins.
That's why it wins, just for that alone.
Hammer Brother, frog,
Tanuki, and a raccoon.
And a raccoon, yeah, because I was always a fan of the... Raccoon suit, mate, but then when you got the Tanook...
Yeah, but you can turn into static,
The problem with getting a Tanooki suit, though, is you're so, like, shy, aren't you?
Scared you're losing.
Yeah, you're not, like, jumping around with your normal, kind of, like, Mario panache. You're kind of, like... using a feathered tail, you know. Just a...
I'm scared to try and hit something with my tail in case it misses and I lose it.
And you know the Hammer Brothers suit?
Yeah, that was...
That just stays in my carousel at the bottom. I don't even care into it.
That's just collectible. You don't use it. It's just nice to have. Yeah.
That's what they call them, the NTFs. What is it? NTF, the...
Like, oh, the NFT.
That is an old school NFT, mate. You have it, but you don't bring it out. You know, don't bring it out.
It's just there. You've just got that picture of it.
You got the pixels.
It's your picture. You own that picture.
Yeah.
And I mean, anyone else can obviously own it as well. Like, no one's stopping them from.
But not your one. Not on your system.
That's your own. That's what you're paying that money for.
NFT. But a frog suit, I'd hammer that one. As soon as I get the frog suit, I'll use a frog suit on dry land, mate. I will.
What?
Yeah.
What? You're losing that straight away, though. I mean, you're not
before we get into this actual versus battle, you know what the versus battle is because it was in the title.
Yeah, you know what it is.
Another good thing on Mario 3, mate, was the boot that the Goomba was in, then you jump on the Goomba's head, he leaves his boot,
you get that shit.
like a crab or something, a hermit crab.
Yep.
Then you hermitize his boot as Mario, and you can jump on, but you can jump on the pincer.
You can jump on everything. And destroy. That had like a weird name as well. Like, he was like, I can't remember it, but someone's shoe, wasn't it? Like Kurikuri shoe, or
was it?
Yeah, it had a specific name, that shoe.
Would you have liked to have seen that in your carousel little thing? Your little
It'd be nice to
start a level with one
of them. Pull that shoe out at one time, because that was only on like two levels, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like proper, like, that's all you're getting out of.
Be nice
when you got in that though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The fuck
just imagine being a... Have you ever been a Hammer Brother in that shoe? Because I can't say that I have.
No, I'm not even sure about that. I don't think anyone's ever done that. That's impossible, mate.
Throwing hammers at the same time.
Saying that, that was a good thing about that Mario Maker, though, because you can just put that shoe anywhere, couldn't you? And that's why I brought Mario Maker, just so I could be in that shoe on every level ever.
Mario Maker was it's a brilliant concept for a game. They should, really, I think, they should do more. Well, everyone, all developers, should kind of allow people to get into their game and fuck around with the code rather than needing a PC to, you know, mess around with GTA.
Yeah. And every game should be. Like a Nintendo Game Maker. That'd be pretty solid.
That would be pretty fucking good. If you could have, before we move on to the verses, I know. If you could have any one character to replace Mario in Mario 3, you could pick another character, not a Mario character. It could be a Nintendo character, mate.
You're playing Mario 3, but it's got to be someone else from a different game.
Who would you want in there?
Like a little Mega Man or something in there.
Good, yeah, nice. Because you'd be able to use his little wall hug.
Yeah, and he can shoot the Goombas with his little...
And he can still jump on the reds.
Yeah, and he can jump around. He can do what he wants. And he can climb up the walls. He's quite a platformy little jump around.
Yeah, he is pretty good.
Who do you take?
Well, it'd be nice to have a Street Fighter character in there just smashing things up. But old Samus would be pretty good.
Yeah, she'd be pretty solid.
Pretty good, because I think it might be... Because there's a lot more going on. You know, it's with the rolling around, dropping bombs. I think you can have more fun, but I think there's too many controls for how simple Mario is compared to what you need. I don't think you need as many kind of like attributes that Samus has got in that world.
Yeah, she wouldn't be allowed any suits though. She's got all her suits already. So she can have all that. She can have him from the start, but she's not turned into a fucking like a frog.
No.
Tanuki. She's not having any of that shit.
No, you can't. Would you allow a hammer brother? I think I'd allow her. Anyone's allowed to have a hammer brother, mate.
Oh, she can have the hammer brother.
Yeah.
That's an upgrade to her suit. She kills a hammer brother, then she obviously gets the upgrade. Yeah. And then she, her suit gets a, like a, like a shell, and yeah, she can chuck hammers at her gun and shit.
Yeah, and she can charge a hammer as well. And it turns into a giant hammer.
Fucking
yeah,
hammer comes out. Yeah, be cool.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I'll give her that. Yeah. She can have that. Yeah. All right, take her back. She can have all the fucking suits. Yeah. She can have all she likes.
But Mega Man, I do like, that's a good, that is a good pick. Because Mega Man knocking about on those levels, he could work with those levels.
Yeah, he quite happily.
Yeah, slowly running about, because he's quite a slow runner.
Yeah, he's a slow runner. He likes to slide though, doesn't he?
He does.
Not at the start though, only like Mega Man 2, I think, is when he got the slide. Yeah. No, I don't think it was Mega Man 2, it might be Mega Man 3.
Yeah, it might be later than that.
When he got the slide.
Slide sweep. Yeah. And then the dash later on.
Yeah.
The dash changed the game, mate. Air dash.
Oh yeah.
Hugging a wall and then air dashing over. Off. Too many controls. I think that you've...
Yeah, I mean, that was when he got to the SNES and it was incorporating all the buttons, wasn't it? When he's a classic NES, he just had jump and shoot.
Which is all you need, mate.
Everyone knew where they were without it, didn't they? But anyway, we digress.
Anyway.
As we always do.
Versus battle. Round one.
Round one.
And I think it's apt that it's a versus battle, kind of, you know, named from the versus screen of Street Fighter. It's Street Fighter versus Kirby, Street Fighter 2 Turbo versus Kirby's Dream Course.
Is it Street Fighter? Because on the one on the mini SNES, could you beat the boy, the baddie?
Yes.
So it's that would it be is, the, that version.
Yes.
Is it's that World Warrior version?
No.
That's,
no.
That's Championship or?
It's Hyper Fighting, mate. If you actually want to go into this, it's Street Fighter 2 Turbo, Hyper Fighting.
Hyper Fighting. Right, there we are. Versus Kirby's. Just Kirby's Dream Course, really. He's not got anything.
Yeah, Kirby's Dream Course. So, should we just, we'll get to this, let's just go to the sales straight away, mate, just to give people a picture of, if you haven't heard of any of these games before, we'll just go to the sales just to kind of give you an idea of how they performed against each other on the Super Nintendo, and then we can move on into, like, our appreciation of the game and the technicalities of the, there's no technicalities, we're not going into any specifics or anything, but.
Well, Street Fighter, as you would imagine, has obviously sold them all. That was on 4.1 million sales, whereas Kirby's Super
Dream Golf.
Super Dream Golf. I kind of lost it now. Oh, he's right there. 1.44 million. To be fair, that was a lot more than I've... Oh, no, that's Kirby Superstar.
No, that's not. That's the other game, mate.
No, yeah, Kirby Dream Golf. Nah, yeah, he thought, I've never heard of it, that's done well. It hasn't done well. 600,000, ladies and gentlemen. Right. So Kirby Dream Course, 600,000 versus Street Fighter, 4.1 million. So, I mean, straight away you can tell what a better game is.
Yeah, so that...
Not that I'm leading the fucking conversation.
Yeah, so that that alone just puts them in a position just to let people know what we're talking about here.
But also, if you do look at, like we say, best-selling games on the SNES, Street Fighter was in there twice. It was the 5th best-selling, which was Street Fighter 2 World Warrior, but it was also the 9th best-selling, which was just Street Fighter 2 Turbo.
Yes.
So it was in there.
And it's actually unfortunate they didn't stick World Warrior in there as well, even though it is kind of the same game, effectively, but I think they should stick him in there, really.
For nostalgia, so.
If it's on the list, mate, true. Like All-Stars... All Stars should be on the list.
Yeah, All Stars should be in there. But Kirby wasn't in the top 10 best selling games.
But Kirby gets two games.
He gets two games, and he does get two games.
But we have been playing them recently. We have been, haven't you know, we've been.
I mean, Street Fighter, you never stop playing. That's always in the bag, really, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, if I'm bored, it'll go on. It's just.
Needs one to just.
It's just one of them.
Whereas but, Kirby isn't. Kirby was a fucking struggle to.
Yeah, Kirby is. Basically, it is a golf game. We've got it up in front of us. I'll press continue.
He's just going to complete it, ladies and gentlemen. He's just going to go through the game and complete the game.
Riding his little star at the moment, which I do like when he rides a star.
Yeah, he's not. When he rides that star, that's always fun.
I do like it. So, let's go to...
You remember?
I remember.
He's always...
I remember. Oh, I think I've gone into the final boss level again, which I didn't want to do.
Oh, he's going to win this game. So if you've never played Kirby's Golf Course, it's essentially... It's 3D though, isn't it, mate? It's 3D graphics.
It is 3D. Yeah, it is 3D.
You're playing Kirby, and he's a golf ball. I mean, you have to like give him his power, boost yourself up, kill the bad guys, and then once you kill all the baddies on a level, a hole will appear, and you have to get Kirby down the hole, and that's it. And you might be thinking, oh, that sounds like an interesting premise. It isn't.
No, it's. Initially, it's all right, but because you can chip him, you can smack him against the walls, and he bounces around and everything like that. But when they start putting slopes involved and all that sort of stuff, mate, it gets a little bit complicated. And if you haven't got save states, which you didn't back in the day, although this is a SNES Mini, so you do have the save states
here,
so it does bring the game up a little bit more because you can actually do it. But you'd just prefer, like we were talking about before we came on, yeah, it's Mario Golf, an actual golf game, would probably be better than...
Yeah, if Kirby sticks to be like a Kirby. Like, I don't mind Kirby when he's, like, jumping around eating people.
Kirby, mate.
When he's Kirbing around. I just don't... But he had another game as well, didn't he? Like, he's had loads of different games. He had, like, a Tetris game as well, where you had to, like, match up the animals... Almost like a Dr. Mario type thing. So, I mean, he's had his fair share of various games. I mean, as a franchise, you can't knock Kirby. He's a pretty fucking big franchise.
Yeah, he's done well for himself. He's not a top player, mate. But he's done well for himself,
considering.
Oh, yeah, he's got a nice big house, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's got a lovely house. You'd be round it.
He's got a swimming pool. I mean, it's not a massive swimming pool.
But he's got a swimming pool.
He's got a springboard on the side of it, mate.
Yeah, I mean, it's got a deep end.
Yeah, it does have a deep... I think it's quite deep as well. Yeah,
it's got to be, though, because you're diving in, isn't it? By law.
It's got to be like 8 metres or something like that.
So, yeah, I mean, it's got a deep end.
Yeah, it does have a deep end.
It's not Olympic size, don't get me wrong.
No, it's not Olympic size.
It's nice to... Fucking sit around.
And he doesn't have a brand new Lotus Elise, but it's still a Lotus Elise.
At least, though, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it might have been a 2001 edition, but it's still, I think it's a nice car, mate.
It's a nice car. You been in it?
No. Have you?
No, you don't let people know. No. I don't think he can even drive.
Do you think he just sits on his driveway?
I could just sit in his driveway.
He doesn't have a garage, though, does he?
No, strange, yeah, he's got a garage.
He just has a car just next to the house.
Yeah, it's down the front.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't question that, but he's got the money to do it, so fair enough. Yeah. He's selling the games.
Yeah, fair enough.
It's not for me to question him, but anyway.
So we're on the menu screen here now, and he's just knocking about on, he's riding a star, which I like. And you can kind of select different courses. It's not easy to kind of navigate between. Look, I'm pressing fucking right here, mate.
That's because it's trying to do it in like a. What was that? Like a mini angle. I can't remember what it is. Essentially, you've got like four directions you can choose on this NES, but this fucking screen's trying to make you go in like eight directions.
Yeah.
So it's not the easiest.
So we'll go into course one. So he does a little backflip off his star. Now course one.
To be fair,
it does kind of tell you here, if you... Yeah. So if you watch, if you kind of watch it, it does tell you that if you kill the bad guys, you can go into the hole, kind of.
Yeah,
because we know that now.
Exactly. Hindsight is, yeah. Yeah. I mean, this first level does kind of set it up. You obviously know you've got to kill these heads.
Yeah, so you've got a power bar, so you've got your... And effectively, you've got like four goes.
Four tomatoes,
four lives. And if you run out of your tomatoes, then... That's it, you're dead. So I've killed one bad guy there, which produces a star. The star doesn't give you anything; it's just a notification, really, isn't it?
Yeah. Don't try and collect that star.
Don't go back
and waste all your turns.
There we go. Extra tomato there.
See, Risey's played this before. He's quite the expert now.
And
if he can get this in this hole,
it'd be nice. But I think I'm going to overshoot it.
Oh.
Yeah! Look at that.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you could only have seen that.
And now he's on his star again, he's on
his star again.
So, that level, mate, is nice, simple, easy. Like, it's like me and you go and play crazy golf. We could work with that, because we don't play golf. We know the concept of golf, holding a stick and putting a ball in a hole. Done, isn't it? It's simple. Once you start needing to do more things with a ball and go around trees and... taking a ball like half a mile
for a windmill
I'm talking about real golf. Me and you, an actual golf course.
Crazy golf in that small setup.
Yeah,
you're happy with that, but you mean if you have to go play on an actual field?
Yeah, if me and you were playing golf,
so the hole's like a fucking 2 miles away.
We'd be doing the same thing with this game. Yeah. After a while, you're going to be just game over in it.
I'd smack that ball probably 3 or 4 times. I'd chuck all the fucking clubs in the lake and then I'd go and get a pint, mate. I'd be like, this is fucking shit, right? Why are we doing this?
I'd be watching you with a pint in my hand.
Just watching. No, I'm brilliant at golf, mate. I'm brilliant at golf. Watch this. Fucking fuck.
Just missing the ball every time.
Fuck this, then. Chuck it all in the fucking bin. Right, come on, let's go home, right?
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying with this game. The more complicated it gets, it's harder.
Yeah.
But then it kind of starts being less of like an enjoyable game to play and more of a chore that you're going to complete it. You know, it's like, I'm going to complete it, but...
Yeah, I mean, you put the money into it. You fucking put the effort in, you completed it. But
With save states.
Yeah,
I would not have completed it. I wouldn't even got there.
Yeah, I don't think it's enjoyable. I mean, the graph, like we say, if we go to the graphics... They're cheery enough graphics, don't they? They're like they're cartoony little.
I mean, the menus are pretty lackluster. You know, I wouldn't say that they're great, but he's basically all his platforms are like floating in the air, which they do look like they're floating in the air, mate. You know, it's kind of like playing Mario 64 before Mario 64. You know, when he's between his islands yeah. and all that sort of stuff. So it's got some.
What was that snake game they had on the? I think it might have been the NES, which was like the same as like the. Same sort of setup, like the levels were like this, and you had sort of
snake game.
Yeah, I can't remember. Maybe I think Rare might have made it. I'll have to look it up. But it had the level designs was the same as this. Like each level, and you was a snake, and you kind of had to jump.
What with the crosshatch, the checkerboard sort of effect. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
I'll look it up in a minute. But we never know. But yeah, I mean that's essentially what the levels are like. I mean, it's got hills, isn't it? It's got up and down hills. Yeah.
I mean, as graphics go, mate, I don't think they're bad at all. Because the bad guy is him spinning around. He's got a 3D sheen on him, mate. This glowing old boy doing a, you know, like a... Doing a little dance. Nice little minge there as well,
mate. Cut camel toe. That's a minge for. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
But the... I mean, the physics in ice, they're pretty...
Yeah.
He's rolling up and down those hills and whatnot.
Yeah, it works. It does, like, as a concept, it does work. Yeah. I just think, as a game, it gets to a ceiling and you don't need to break through that ceiling to make it into more, like, a more interesting bit of entertainment. It's losing it. You're kind of, the further you go into that area... The more you're kind of going like, this is irritating me more than anything. It's not entertaining you. And being a Super Nintendo Entertainment System, mate,
they should be entertaining you. Yeah, fair.
Let me entertain you with this. I'm going to fuck this up. So I've just got my shot in. I'm just putting here, but I've got to go up a little slope. Then it goes to a flat, but then it goes down a slope.
This is a classic crazy girl fucking.
Yeah, I don't think I've got this. How many bars do you reckon I need to get up there? Half a bar?
Yeah, halfway, mate.
Oh, he's got up there. I'll take it.
Now a little tap.
Little tap. Ooh, rimmed it.
He rimmed it.
So it's simple. So, well, let's talk about the gameplay, mate. I think gameplay is quite good. We're not star rating any of these. We're just vibing, aren't we?
We're just vibing. We know who's going
to
win.
Yeah, we don't need to. These really don't need to kind of have.
Yeah, there's a lot of depth going into it.
Yeah.
Gameplay. You played it though. You played it and completed it. I honestly couldn't. It bored the shit out of me. I couldn't get past it. I played it and I was like, I've had enough of this after the first couple of little fucking roll arounds.
So he does have a special which I think I could have used then, but I don't know how to do it. That little bottom corner there is a special. You can have special moves.
Right. You should have got it now.
That he's doing something. Well, whatever, Curbs. Whatever.
I just think it's
more of a chore than a game. Go on, Curbs. Oh!
Like, I don't think, honestly, I think, obviously, that 600,000 sales, so it's obviously sold, but I don't think it hasn't sold a lot because no one's saying, get this game. Like if you had this game and if you went to your mate's house and you played this game, you weren't going and going, Mum, I want to get fucking Kirby. You're like, yeah, I'll definitely not play that again.
Yeah, just imagine going around someone's house and they just had Kirby. They didn't have Adamantium Rage, mate. They didn't have Yoshi's Island. They didn't have Donkey Kong. They didn't have Mario Kart. They didn't have Street Fighter.
You can go around their house. They went, like, a lot of the reason you went around anyone's house in the fucking 90s was because they had Donkey Kong.
Or because you wanted Street to try Fighter. And play. You wanted to have a go on Primal Rage. You wanted to have a go on it. You haven't played it yet, so you wanted to...
See what happens.
I would best go round.
I'd have a go on Killer Instinct.
Yeah, exactly. Mate, you got to have a go on it and then get beaten up. No one's singing about this. I didn't even know about this game, really. You know what I mean? Like, if someone would have said Dream Course, I think I might, you know, I think you would have heard of it. You would have read about it in Nintendo Power or something. Yeah. But you wouldn't have read the article.
It's not a memory. You'd have read the headline.
You'd have read the headline, but you would not have read the article.
You read the headline that said Kirby's Golf Game. You thought, fuck that then. Kirby's new golf game.
Yeah.
What?
There's got to be some sort of pun about him getting into the golf game, isn't there? Kirby hits a... If it was a baseball game, he hits a home run, you know.
Kirby gets a hole in one. Because I don't think they would have even reviewed it, though. I don't know. They probably say it was all right, innit? For his time, they probably thought, there's some good shit going on.
This is mediocre as they fucking come.
Oh, yeah, this is top tier.
But this is almost too mediocre. Like, because it's not even a platform. It's not even, like, a game. Like, because, literally, the game's still going on right now. I haven't paused it.
Yeah, you don't even...
But nothing...
You can leave that all day. And nothing had happened. Yeah. Nothing had changed. That's all day.
If you couldn't save it, like you could back in the day... Turn your TV off and try and trick your mum. Cover the SNES's power button up just so she couldn't see that it was on all night. Just so you go back there and see if you can get that.
We got a mum though that turns all the plugs off to stop the fires at night, though.
No.
Turn all the plugs off. No, turn the fucking plugs off.
Have you turned that one off? Yeah. Yeah. I just double check. No, don't double check. Because that's undermining me.
This is 8-year-old Ryan as well. To his
he probably would have said that.
Well, if you check that, you are undermining me.
Now, let me sing you a solo as well before you go to bed. I get a clarinet as well.
Fucking hell. Clarinet.
And let me show you my goshy as well.
You just go to bed then. Yeah. I'll leave you to it.
Worked, didn't it? Worked.
Yeah, you need to
got her out of the room, didn't it? And for that reason, that's why Street Fighter 2 Turbo wins.
You're going to talk about Street Fighter 2? No, we don't need to. It's one. It's already one.
I don't think we really need to that much.
What about the music, though?
Shall I just turn it up?
I mean, I quite like the music. It might get irritating after a while because it's not changing, is it?
No, it does. Oh. I mean, mate, we could have Mega Mixed this.
Yeah, to be fair.
I was thinking about this the other day. We will be bringing a Mega Mix Mac back.
Not allowed.
But just not on Spotify.
Yeah, fuck
it. It'll be exclusive to SoundCloud because they don't boot us off anything.
They do whatever you want.
I think they went on Apple. I think they'd be on Apple as well.
Just reckon?
Exclusively not
on Spotify.
On Spotify.
Spotify is a bit more keen on it.
Yeah.
SoundCloud don't give a shit.
No, they don't give a shit. You can do whatever you want on it. Yeah. But.
I don't, if you can hear this, ladies and gentlemen, it's quite a joint little do 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 do.
I mean, is there too much going on, mate? One too many beats?
No, I like it. That bit.
It's getting annoying now, though, isn't it?
No, it's like the organ in a seaside, isn't it? Where he comes up out of the ground. Everyone's jolly. Look, I think I'm in a good place at the moment, though, whereby I'm enjoying it. But I think if I was in a different mood, this would do my fucking tits in.
Yeah, it's doing my tits in.
Roger's had a bad day at work, so it's...
True.
He is not enjoying it. Ooh! That's a nice little da-da-da-da-da.
So sound track and sound effects, it's... Nice sound there, mate.
Nice sound there.
There's your old camel.
Camel. No, I'm getting into it now.
Camel
watching
brother. Now I'm going to have to chip it out of here. Oh, he's got the jumping power. Look. So if I'd have used that jumping power earlier,
fucking wasted.
But I wanted to use it. See, I wanted to press it. Yeah. So, you know, not bad. again, mediocre. It's just it's just mediocre. Now we'll just we'll switch up. We'll just get Street Fighter going, just so we can you can hear a few.
Just so you understand what Street Fighter is.
Yeah, I saved this. I've done this recently, mate. So the barrel bonus stage on Street Fighter is the best bonus stage.
Yeah.
You always generally get
the car.
And one barrel that you can't break or something. You get fucked off. It's like, fuck's sake. And you can't practice a barrel because you have to go through a whole thing again. So I've save stated the barrels. So now I can just go straight to the barrels here, mate.
You got every barrel then? Can you do it?
I should be able to do it.
Oh,
he nearly fucked that one up.
Ladies and gentlemen, I did so well. You I thought that? He was going to do it.
Give me a nice trip up there. That was a good. That was good. I enjoyed that though.
Oh, that was good. That was a good attempt. Oh, Vega, good one.
Fight. But in terms of sound effects and soundtrack, Street Fighter is up there. It's got. It's just got some classics. You know, I like the background as well, mate. You see all the old punters drinking.
Yeah.
Watching cage fighters, you know, with some dancers in the background.
Like if you went to Spain, this and you was having a
drink.
Well,
you lived in Spain for a bit, didn't you, mate? Did you did
you go to Vegas? I was doing this all the fucking time. There's every time we go for a drink, Friday, Saturday night, they'd have like the street fighting in the background. It's brilliant.
Oh, was that yes, you and the, that's you and the end there, isn't it?
Jake, I think, there's me. There, look at me. I'm just, look how happy I am. I'm smacking that table going, oh, yeah, come on. I didn't care who won. I wasn't rooting for anyone. I was just enjoying the fight. Come on, fuck him up. Kill him. That's what I was saying. When those fireballs started coming out of people's hands, though, I was like, what the fuck is this shit?
Yeah, you're thinking you've had too many streams, mate.
Yeah. How's that happening? Oh, he's on the wall. I could never do that whenever I played him.
You're not. No. That's a hold down.
Hold down and then press up and jump or something. I didn't really use Vega a lot, though. He weren't my
man. No, Vega weren't.
He's not my man. But, like, to be fair, I mean, it's just a superior game. I mean, it is difficult for Kirby's Dream Course to go up against Street Fighter, because Street Fighter is a fucking solid game.
Yeah, it's...
I mean, it was a difficult first round. I mean, Kirby's probably weren't going to get far anyway, but...
Yeah, and Kirby could have got through a round. I'll just pause it, and I do like that pause sound. That's I mean, we can have that one more time for the listeners, because if you don't like this sound, like that's giving you loads of sound in one there.
Yeah,
just,
give it all,
it's like yeah, just pause, but just remember this. It's nearly as good as Wolverine's life sound in Adamantium Range. whatever that sound was, it's nearly.
We just got all the sound effects done, everything, but we're just thinking if they do need to pause it, we just need to make sure they're aware it has been paused, so they can stop the game. So just a simple sound, really.
Simple sound, yeah.
You know, that sort of shit. What have you come up with? Is that necessary? I reckon so. They wouldn't know it. They wouldn't know it's paused otherwise.
Yeah, I mean, I'll leave you to it, and then I'll come back and see what you've done, all right?
You've obviously gone for that, but don't forget we could go just cha-ching. It doesn't matter. It's not really...
I've just come back. What have you got for me? It's quite long as well.
there's a lot going on, isn't there? Because it might be confusing, because you sort of go... loud, and then you do a soft ha-ha-ha.
Why is it...
So they might think that you've unpaused it.
But why is it someone going, because it is...
That's me in the background. That's how much I'm enjoying it.
It's paused it.
Come on.
Are you the person saying... Are you saying that as well?
That's me. I start it off again. And I'm like, oh, come on.
I mean, as pause sounds go, that's got to be the best of all time.
It's up there. Nothing
coming
else.
Soon, the Versus Battle pause.
No, what else has got a pause though? Who are you putting up against? That's the best. I mean, obviously, for like, yeah, no, that's perfect for me.
Yeah, I'll just
who?
I'll just take us to intro. Obviously, we all know this tune. sound effects wise, you know.
I mean, rumbling, when you pick any place.
It's rewarding sounds, mate.
USA! USA! It's Japan! Yeah.
And this tune, Guile's tune, is a very good tune. If everyone knows, like, everyone knows this tune. They might not know it's Guile's tune, but everyone knows it's a Street Fighter's tune. You know, they might say Ken, they might mess it up, mate, you know, because they all sound pretty similar.
They know some Street Fighters.
They know, and especially with the old Sonic Boomer in the background, mate.
Yeah, yeah. Sonic Boom! Sonic Boom!
I was.
They had their own mini synth made, though, didn't they? Like, you get that mini synth out of the Street Fighter. Like,
and the Mega Man one.
And the Mega Man one, yeah. I mean, that's how iconic the music is.
Yeah.
They're like giving you a fucking all the songs, all the sound effects to fucking remix itself.
Just the sound effects are just. They're top tier. Ooh. They're top tier. They, you know, Kirby ain't got a chance against Street Fighter.
And the graphics on this as well, I'll call it.
Yeah, and gameplay, everything happens when you press the button. Yeah. That's why,
I mean,
it's
so
good.
Fucking responsive.
It's responsive.
Considering like the time and even like the age and all that sort of shit, it's responsive as fuck.
Yeah.
Even doing the old Hadoukens and that.
It's just, yeah, rewarding game to play, mate. And it doesn't matter, like, because you can have your favourite character and you might not, you know, might have the best moves, but if he's your guy, you stick with your guy, yeah, you know, you want to... You wanna, if you're a blanker man, you're a blanker man.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a guile lad or girl, you stick with him. You're Chun Li.
You stick with your Chun Li.
Because Blanka was my. I must have said this story before, but Blanka was my first character in Spain at some sort of holiday on an arcade machine.
Yeah.
Why would I pick it? I didn't even know who anyone else was, mate.
You know, like green monster,
and that would have been the World Warrior edition. Or whatever,
oh yeah,
the first one,
yeah, classic.
And then probably like a year later or so, we got Street Fighter 2 Turbo with the Super Nintendo.
Yeah. Oh, you got the Super Nintendo Street Fighter.
We did.
Like,
yes.
Ah,
yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sold a shitload when
yeah.
they did that.
Yeah, it was. Which again goes to show Kirby didn't get his own, did he? He didn't get his own.
I don't think any Kirby game got anything. But saying that, though, I think they had, like, some pink fucking Nintendos, didn't they? I'm pretty sure they had a pink, like...
And Kirby, I mean, he had some games on the 64, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he's been good. He's got games now.
Yeah.
There's Kirby games...
You thought his house would have been bigger for how long he's been going for?
I don't think he's making a bit of money, though, is he?
Oh, he just takes a bit of money, but you don't worry about it too much.
No, I think he likes to spend it, though. He has quite a lavish lifestyle, doesn't he?
So it would take, you know, it would get a nice 70 grand a year, mate, but he does like to spend a little bit, too much of it.
A bit, yeah. Yeah, he spends a bit better.
Yeah.
Like, he treats people as well. Like, if you meet him out,
oh,
he's chucking the fucking cash.
Oh, yeah, gin and tonics all round, mate.
I mean, he's not, I mean, the thing is, he can afford to do it as long as he's happy with his lifestyle. He's happy with that house and that car and that swimming pool.
Yeah.
But he's also able to just go out and fucking chuck money around.
Yeah.
So he's not got to worry. It's not like he's thinking, shit, I better not fucking spend.
But that's why he's
money.
Not refurbing that Wendy house in his garden.
Yeah, because he's not, I mean, he's not saving nothing. He's not thinking.
That would cost him, I mean, these days, that would cost him $2,000 probably to sort that out, mate.
Yeah,
he ain't gonna put $2,000 into a.
No, he'd rather just spend $2,000 like on a night out.
Yeah.
On the most expensive fucking
eating everything.
Kebab.
yeah, sucking kebabs.
What's his name? Salt Bae. He'd go to Salt Bae's restaurant and spend like $10,000. On a fucking
Sucks.
Steak.
But you know, and he'd eat Salt Bae as well.
Yeah, because then obviously you
then
he'd
turn into
Salt
him,
Bae,
he? Do his sprinkles and shit.
Yeah.
And then puke him out afterwards. Nothing's been done.
He's just been inside him for a bit, hasn't he? Nothing's happened.
What can you say he's been done?
Yeah.
He started.
Yeah,
because
Salt Bae tried to get the police in, didn't he? But he's like, well, what's been done?
Yeah, prove what I've done to you.
Yeah, and he said, well.
You ate me, mate.
Yeah. Where's your fucking proof?
Yeah, where's your proof?
How can I have eaten you if I'm fucking here talking
and
to you?
And also, if I ate you, I always turn into the people I eat. And I'm not you now, am I?
Yeah, so you didn't have a leg to fucking stand on, did he? Didn't have a leg
and
to
that, fucking, Your Honour.
And the judge threw it out. Judge threw the case out. He said, well, I can't go with Kirby.
And it's Judge Dredd as well, mate.
This is the 900th time I've had to go with Kirby, but the evidence is there. I can't do anything, mate. He's not you, is he? And if he let you, he'd be you.
So for all the kind of parameters that we're going to be using to grade and get these games to compete against each other, does Kirby win on any level?
So,
probably not.
No. I mean, the graphics, I've got to give it Street Fighter. Music, definitely Street Fighter. Gameplay,
Street Fighter.
Sales, Street Fighter. Nostalgiability.
Street Fighter.
I've never even fucking heard of like Kirby till I got that mini SNES. So.
Yeah.
So, I mean, sorry, Kirby. You've definitely got fans out there. I imagine there's someone sitting there right now going, I fucking love Kirby's fucking Dream Course.
Yeah, and fair play to you, but we can't, you know, if I'm coming around your house and we just wanted to jam around, like a Street Fighter, you can be competitive with it and you can take it seriously, or you can literally just enjoy it. Pick someone you want to be good at, but you're not very good at, and just...
Treat yourself to a Dalzim.
Yeah, treat yourself to him. You never know. I mean, at least you can do some yoga fires, but you're very slow.
Yoga fire, yoga flu.
That is a good... Yeah, there you go, mate. Hyper fighting, this
hyper,
is. Hyper fighting, yeah.
Hyper
uppercut. Yeah, well, I think we'll leave it there, mate, for this first round.
I was just going to see if anyone's got a Kirby Dream Course...
Speed run.
Give me 2 seconds. It might not even be a thing, so...
Yeah. I'll just put some Blanker in the background, mate. Which, again, another tune.
Nah, it's not even, like, normally that speedrun site just comes up straight away, but it's just going to be YouTube videos of people playing other Kirby games. It's not even coming up with Dream Course. So I'm afraid, ladies and gentlemen, I think we're going to have to say...
That's the end of Kirby.
That's the end of Kirby. He's out straight away.
Thanks for participating, thanks for showing up. You know, yeah. we couldn't have done it without you. Well, we could have done because we could have put Star Fox 2 in. Yeah. But,
yeah. But we did, yeah. You served a purpose, Kirby. You helped us get through.
Yeah, and I have been enjoying my little go on the Dream Course, mate.
Do you reckon you'd revisit it again, though?
Yeah, I would. Occasionally, I might just...
You reckon you'd pick it up?
I might just drop by, mate. You know, I might just... might have 5 minutes on it and press select because I'm getting bored. And go back into the main menu, but I might do it.
Stop the press! I've got some speedruns. So what we got? We got Kirby Dream Course 1994 on a SNES. I'll agree to that. Fuck off, whoever you are. And we got Rob Dog, right, Canadian. He did it 33 minutes 20 seconds.
That's pretty good.
And that was 3 years ago. He did that.
Fair play to Rob Dog.
So we Rob Dog, and underneath the next one. Is from Japan, Chokachiku, 34 minutes, 25 seconds. And that was 5 months ago, so someone's doing it.
People
someone's
are playing.
5 months ago.
People are playing.
People are playing Dream Course. We've been saying it's that. We've been slanging it off.
So have you, for a speed run, surely you've got to record yourself doing it. You can't just say it.
Yeah, it seems
you've got to record. There's got to be proof that you've done it in that time.
There's that, you can download that. There's a speed run, what do you call it, in there? I'm guessing this is all like done through emulation. And you get that speed run.
So there's a...
It's a name, I can't remember what it is.
Yeah, you are starting...
Yeah.
You're like a little kind of overlay sort of thing that you're playing.
Yeah, you're going inside that to play the game.
Yeah.
So you can use all the fucking setup. Like, you can use a SNES controller or a NES controller, whatever shit you need. But I think it's all run through that system.
It's got to be, mate. It's got to be official.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, though. 33 minutes,
yeah, so
mate.
Yeah, 33 minutes. So there are people playing it and there are people speedrunning it. Mm. Take it back, it's one. No one's ever speed run. Let's see if anyone speed run Street Fighter.
Yeah, surely. But the only problem was, I suppose you could beep someone in as quickly as possible, so you could. It's not like you have to do the whole 99 seconds, you know, of the fight.
Yeah.
You can just smash someone up real quick. Got some Chun Li for us.
It's not working. Maybe you'll have to have the Street Fighters on the next Street Fighter beat-em-up episode.
Yeah, we'll update. When we need to do some research.
Fucking hell, yeah, it's too many Street Fighter games. I've got to pick the Street Fighter game.
Yeah. Yeah, when we're in a real battle against...
whoever's next. Whoever's going to win.
Whoever's next. I think this... let's just let the listeners know who Street Fighter will be going up against. I think it's Final Fantasy. Yeah, so Final Fantasy 3
versus Street Fighter
in the second round, I suppose. Yeah, because Final Fantasy 3 has got a buy into the second round.
Yeah, got an automatic buy in, didn't it?
Yeah, so Street Fighter, you know, at the go from the start.
I mean, it weren't hard for me, was it?
It's a tough spot for Dream Course.
Yeah, but I think if Dream Course was placed anywhere else, I mean, there's probably one or two that it might have had a good chance against, but it weren't
not
getting,
many.
It weren't getting far, was it? So it's not a bad. I mean, it's harsh for Kirby, but I mean, he was going to get knocked out pretty early.
Yeah. Well, there we have it. So Street Fighter 2 Turbo is victorious, goes into the second round in the Versus Battle Super Nintendo Turbo Tournament. Next episode, mate. What's the next battle? What are we saying?
So we got, I think it's Mario, isn't it? Mario versus Mario RPG versus Super Metroid. So
first round.
First round should be a good one. So hopefully you'll come back and join us for that. And we will see you then.
We'll see you very soon.
Have a good day. Have a good evening. Whatever you're doing, have a lovely time.
Bye. Bye.